even though a lot of young people might not know the name of the poem and often don't know the context, there's not many people in Australia who haven't heard the line, "I love a sunburnt country." A sunburnt country is still part of news headlines. Droughts and flooding rains, the climate change debate, that finds my country being used on both sides of politics, both from the left and the right, are trying to use the poem to illustrate their point. But just the fact that those phrases are still being used or reused, it's so lovely to think that we can now see the woman behind those phrases.